Today, I'd like to talk to you about, I'd like to witness about how the masters help us and how they can help others. And I hope everybody's having a great morning. I've enjoyed the service so far. A dictation that really struck me recently was the dictation by Victory. And he just gave such a inspiring dictation and really helped me a lot with some of the stuff that's going on in my life. And this often happens with the Ascended Master dictations. They have practical advice that can help me in the moment. And I had a lot of projects going on. I always seem to have a lot of projects going on. I recently transitioned from being the treasurer, and now Kathleen's the treasurer of the Heart Center, and now I'm doing just fundraising. But I also have a family and two kids and a husband that I have to take care of. And I'm a new house that I built, and I'm growing my own food, as some of you've heard in my talks. And I have extra land that I'd like to actually turn into a business and maybe growing more food and building more buildings. And I've talked to you about Vastu in the past, which is a architectural science that brings enlightenment to people and peace and harmony in the community. And these are the things that I'm interested in. And I have a few projects going on in these areas, but sometimes it just seems like I'm not making a lot of progress. And it's easy to get kind of down on myself, and energetically we have to deal with what's going on in the world, and then there's what's going on in the world, which is challenging. A number of things are going on, and you can get depressed by that. And so there are days when I'm really feel great and doing a lot, and then there are other days that it just seems like I can't get going, and I'm sure a lot of you experience that. And sometimes I'm a little hard on myself because I know part of the time it's me and my habits. I tend to volunteer for a lot of things and then don't get them all done in a timely basis. And I tend to run around a lot instead of maybe using my attunement more, where I could save time in certain areas. And I know I'm the Ascended Master in the making, so I know that all this is possible, and greater attunement would help me. And yet we have these days that are challenging. And the other day I had a day where I was just feeling like nothing I was doing was making any progress at all. I felt like crawling under a rock. And it was just, I knew it was the energy. And that was around, and doing a few more decrees or doing pranayama or meditating would help. And sometimes I can get myself to do it, and other times I just have a real hard time getting there. So that's why I appreciated Victory's dictation. And also I had actually been calling to him a lot lately because I realized it's these things were going on, and I desired to make greater progress, because really I've decided that the main reason I'm on the planet anymore is to manifest these things. And if I don't manifest them, then I think I'll feel a little bit disappointed in myself. But I have to be realistic about what the energy that I have, the time that I have, and spending it between my family and friends and community and the Heart Center, and using it wisely. And so it's always a balance, and you can't be too hard on yourself, and yet you have these days. And so I've been calling to Victory because I knew that I was falling short in some areas, and I decided that I was going to call to him and invoke his light into each of the projects that I was naming that I was working on. And so I would say the project, and then I would say Victory, 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 and I'd hold my hand up and I'd see the light going into that. So that's what I'd been doing recently. And I also sun gaze, and it's, I don't have a lot of time, so I try to get out there and do 10 minutes of sun gazing. Sometimes it's only a minute, if I to attune to the sun. And so that helps me too. And then I try to do 10 minutes of meditation, and that sometimes gets lost in the the daily things. And so I know that if I could do these things more often, if I stick to my schedule, I would do better. I would be more, have more attunement, and I could make decisions and move forward in these projects quicker and not have to do so much work. And so I know this is a goal. So I was happy to hear Victory's dictation because he talked a lot about this. He talked about the doldrums and he talked about how he could help us get through those things and those days. And he said that he is with us through thick and thin, through every momentum or lack thereof. And I really appreciated that because I knew he was there even when I'm feeling like crawling under a rock and just giving up. He's there. And it does help me to get past that energetic block that's giving me trouble. And he also said that if we smile each day upon the sun, he will be there and shine a ray of victory directly into the higher solar centers of light within my crown chakra. So I do sun gaze every day, and pretty much because I live in Arizona and we have the sun all the time. And I really appreciated that because, you know, that's usually the start of my day and the chance that I have to attune. And so he's giving me victory then and victory to get these things done today. Each day I have my list of tasks, and I'm sure a lot of you guys do. And I try to break them down to simple things that I can accomplish. And to get through that is great when I can. And so he's there to help me get through those days and to remind me that I can do it, that there is a way, and that I don't have to let the energetic frequencies that are bouncing off of me that aren't helping take command. I can take command. I can be the master. And so he's there to remind me, it's very comforting to me to have that. And then he also gave us a dispensation to be with us at the start of every major prayer session, event, or meeting so that we can have the victory of that. And so again, I appreciated that. I felt like it was a dictation, especially for me, but I know it was for a lot of people. And that's how I feel with a lot of these dictations, is that there's something every day that helps me focus on what's important. And that's the way you can get through this earth, because the energies, we are in some of the most challenging times, and the energies can be pretty heavy. And some other dictations and other dispensations by the Ascended Masters recently was, for instance, Fukushima, where they were transmuting the light, and the event in San Diego where we went down to the waters and transmuted, I mean, the radiation into light. And I definitely felt so much better and less burdened by this potential hazard to mankind by doing this. Of course, we have more work to do. And you know, there's been so many dispensations. There's been Archangel Michael coming to dissolve the chemtrails, and that was a big issue on my heart. And these issues in the earth, and of course, I think it was Igor came and gave us the dispensation if we do the rosary every day for the Ukraine and the world situation. I mean, you could have war any minute, and yet we still managed to go along. We could have serious economic problems, far worse than we have, and yet we're still able to go on. And I attribute this totally to the Ascended Masters and to get things done, at interceding in our life. And so they are just there with us, and there's really no difference between heaven and earth. And what we see in this manifestation, and they can be with us all the time. So With that in mind, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about our new opportunity that we have at the Heart Center, and that's the Heart Center Talk Radio Show. And this is an opportunity for the Master's messages to reach tens of thousands of souls. And Ruth Farnham, I think it was Ruth Farnham, yes. She gave a dictation and she talked about this show and the ability for us to reach so many souls. And she says, "Pray for the success of this endeavor, dearest ones. And I ask that the prayer consciously co-created be sent to the knights and ladies on this show who support this mission this day. For this is possibly one of the most dynamic opportunities that we will have in this time to reach tens of thousands of souls. So, and therefore our message must be clear, concise, and radiant." So she's saying we could reach tens of thousands of souls and we could have the Master's intercession daily in their lives. And this would transform the planet. So we've done a lot of work at the Heart Center. You supported a lot of our work to get where we are. We've just had this new website, this beautiful new website. Many things. We have a greater emphasis on promotion. Our promotion team is doing more work. And we have, you know, Meru University and the new Human Aura book that came out. All these things we have going, and that's because of your support. And so now we're poised to reach greater souls and have greater participation throughout the world. And Dr. Patch has listeners in over 102 countries on 300 plus AM, FM, and cable and internet radio stations. So she reaches millions with her featured topics, and she has a loyal social media following, which she will use to help promote the Heart Center Talk Radio Show. Currently, right now, we have three shows with Dr. Pat, and she's hosting them with David, and then we'll move into, after May, doing a Heart Center only talk radio shows, and they'll help us with commercials and all the things that go into it to produce a great show, and then we'll be broadcasting throughout the world these shows. So this is a great opportunity. We do have some costs, and we are desire to raise $33,000. And we'd like to raise it by May 1st, and these costs would cover radio show fees, staff salaries, and additional promotion, because it really takes a lot of work to put on each show. Each show you have to have something to promote and to have people come to the show and then come afterwards to our website. And you have to be all ready for these people to be able to come so they can just one click. They can be right there. They can buy whatever, or they can take a class or whatever is offered on the program. And then we have to be ready to answer their questions about the Ascended Masters and give them information. So it's greater customer service too, that it's involved. So these reasons why we desire to raise funds. And as we sent out a letter discussing it. And if you go onto the webpage, you'll see sponsor Heart Center Talk Radio Show. You'll see the banner there. You'll also see a thermometer. It's currently around 1,000. We've raised over 1,000 actually. And so you can sponsor it. You can, for instance, $1,000 sponsors 1 hour, and $500 covers 30 minutes. $250 would be 15 minutes, $83 for 5 minutes, or $17 for 1 minute. So we're going to do approximately 30 shows, and $33,000 is approximately what we desire to raise to cover it. So you can donate monthly. You can, we sent out a form and there's ability to sign up to do a monthly donation, or you can do a one-time donation. We know that all of you have sponsored us in all these things in the past, and we really appreciate it. We know that there's economic challenges in going on right now, and everybody's has to be careful with how they spend their dollars, but we think this is a great opportunity. And if you'd like to support the Ascended Masters in this effort, we would really appreciate it. And again, please go to our website and make a donation. Thank you. Have a great day.